The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith, and you are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we're going to start off this program with kind of a reminder. And that is, the time is running out for you to be ready for Pullen Park's Holiday Express Train tickets. Now, they go on sale the end of the month. The event, Pullen Park's Holiday Express, residents who've been around here for a while know that it's more than a little difficult to score tickets. You want to make sure your calendar is marked, or if it already has, for July 30th at 5:30 a.m. Tickets sell out in record time every year. This year, the event is slated for December 4th through the 8th and the 11th through the 15th. The event features a variety of special holiday activities. Tickets will again be available through Eventbrite, and the City of Raleigh already has a page set up for the big day when tickets go on sale. Search Pullen Park Holiday Express 2019. Okay, the Holiday Express runs from 4 to 9 on event nights. A ticket purchase grants you access to the event starting at 4 on the date selected. Tickets will be $12 per person and are required for all guests 2 years old and older. There's a limit of 8 tickets per household. You will select a designated train ride time with each ticket purchase. Wait times for a visit with Santa take place in a virtual queue and can exceed 2 hours of virtual time and 30 minutes of time in line. All activities are included through the ticket price. Tickets will only be sold through Eventbrite.com. There will be no walk-in or phone ticket sales. So once again, if that's something you're interested for the kids, the Pullen Park Holiday Express train, the tickets go on sale at Eventbrite.com July 30th at 5:30 a.m. Going to have to set that alarm clock a little bit earlier. All right, let's move on to a couple of the clubs in downtown Raleigh where you can go listen to some music. Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street. Most shows start at 9 unless noted. And, of course, the first one we're going to talk about is a difficult one to pronounce, for this guy anyway. Wednesday, July 24th, is Mephiscapheles, I hope, Mephiscapheles, with the Ghost of Saturday Night. That's Wednesday, July 24th. Thursday, July 25th, the Pinkerton Raid, Hard Worker and Stray Local. Friday, July 26th, Just Fine, the Mary J. Blige Tribute Band with Orlando Parker Jr. That concert starts at 8. Friday, July 26th, Sons of Paradise, Iration, Fortunate Youth, and Pepper After Party. It starts at 11. Saturday, July 27th, Girls Rock, North Carolina Summer Showcase. That starts at 2, and it is a free event. Once again, we're talking about events at Poorhouse Music Hall. Saturday, July 27th, Kaleida and Super Yama Band with Diali Siskoko and Will Ridener. Probably Ridenauer. Sunday, July 28th, OBB with the 5-9s. That starts at 7:30. Tuesday, July 30th, National Park Radio. Wednesday, July 31st, Brass Lightning with Control-Alt-Delete Band. And then Thursday, August 1st, the Bronze Age, Wrigleyville, and Atomic Buzz. That's all at the Poorhouse Music Hall. Line up at the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Most shows start at 8, unless noted. Wednesday, July 24th, Tayana Taylor. Thursday, July 25th, Eric B. and Rakim. Saturday, July 27th, Gasolina Reggaeton Party. That starts at 10. Friday, August 2nd, WRDU Rockins at the Ritz presents Trial by Fire at 7. Saturday, August 3rd, Grits and Biscuits, 9 o'clock. Sunday, August 4th, August Burns Red, 10 Years of Constellations Tour. That starts at 7. And then Friday, August 9th, WRDU Rockin' at the Ritz presents American Floyd. And that's at 7. Then at the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh, Friday, July 26th, Lost in the Cosmos at 8. Saturday, July 27th, Dirty Logic, Tribute to Steely Dan at 9. Friday, August 2nd, Cosmic Charlie at 9. Saturday, August 3rd, Benny the Butcher with Adam Bomb, Capri, C's Peso, and the Buffet Boys. And that starts at 9. Friday, August 9th, Stephen Marley with DJ Sasha Payne at 10. And then Saturday, August 10th, Mother's Finest with April B. and the Cool. And that concert starts at 8 o'clock. Only a couple of upcoming audio-described events. Saturday, July 27th, it's Annie. This is a North Carolina theater event with equal measures of pluck and positivity. Little Orphan Annie charms everyone's hearts despite a next-to-nothing start in 1930s New York City. She is determined to find the parents who abandoned her years ago on the doorstep of a New York City orphanage that is run by the cruel, embittered Miss Hannigan. Annie foils Miss Hannigan's evil schemes, befriends President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and finds a new home and family in billionaire Oliver Warbucks. This is at Memorial Auditorium, the 2 o'clock performance on Saturday, July 27th. Saturday, August 10th, the Dude Abides movie party and the Big Lebowski. Outdoor movie at North Carolina Museum of Art. The Dude still abides in this cult favorite from the Coen brothers. Jeffrey Lebowski, played by Jeff Bridges, is assaulted by home invaders who have mistaken his identity. The crime draws Lebowski and his social circle of eccentrics into an escalating series of bizarre events. Pre-movie party from 6:30 to 8:30, and the movie starts at 9. All right, let's take a look at what's going on in Cary these days. Bands, Bites, and Boats at Bond Park. These are Friday night concerts. July 19th, Cody Daniel at 6. August 2nd, Garland Mason at 6. September 6th, E.G. Peters at 5:30, and October 4th, it's Garrett Cummings. Cary Live at the new downtown park on South Academy Street. The only Cary Live event set is Saturday, July 20th with Weiland, and that's at 7. There's also another concert September 21st, no one scheduled as yet. Park After Dark, select Wednesdays from 7 to 9, and it's free at the downtown park. August 14th, Lauren Meehan. September 11th, Peter Lamb and the Wolves. And October 9th, it's Lydia Celette Dudley. Sertoma Concert Series, all shows held at the Sertoma Amphitheater in Bond Park. The Saturday concert is at 7, free and open to the public. Only one event left, August 10th. It's Zoo Crew. And then we have the Starlight Concert Series. the free Friday evening concerts at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center Gardens. July 26th, it's Celebration of Bluegrass at 6:30. And then August 2nd, it is Jamrock, and that concert starts at 7. Moving on to the Clayton Center, all shows start at 8 unless noted. July 26th and 27th, and August 1st through the 3rd, The Wizard of Oz, presented by Carolina Youth Theater. It would be hard to find folks who don't know the book, the movie, or the play, Wizard of Oz. The fairy tale with a distinctly American setting, a delightfully level-headed and assertive heroine, and engaging fantasy characters. The story is enormously popular and is a classic. Join Dorothy, Toto, Scarecrow, Tin Woodman, and the Cowardly Lion on their trip to Emerald City. Friday, October 4th at the Clayton Center, Marty Stewart, The Pilgrim Tour. Friday, October 11th, Carol Sloan and Mike Renzi, Two for the Road. Saturday, November 9th, Clayton at 150 years old, Clayton Piano Festival Gala. Friday, December 6th, Melinda Doolittle, a soul-stirring songstress. She Never Looked Back. Concert starts at 8. Garner Performing Arts Center, Saturday, July 27th, Tony Howard's Motown Elvis Review. Experience a Las Vegas-style show with tributes to the Temptations, Gladys Knight, Elvis, Tina Turner, Whitney Houston, and more. You'll be singing along to songs like My Girl, Midnight Train, Proud Mary, and Jailhouse Rock, and so many more. There's also a special tribute to Bruno Mars. That event starts at 7. August 8th through the 10th at Garner Performing Arts, Honk Jr. Ugly looks quite a bit different from his darling duckling brothers and sisters. The other animals on the farm are quick to notice and point this out, despite his mother's protective flapping. Feeling rather foul about himself, the little fowl finds himself on an adventure of self-discovery, all the while unknowingly outwitting a very hungry cat. Along the way, Ugly meets a whole flock of unique characters and finds out being different is not a bad thing to be. Honk Jr. is a heartwarming musical retelling of the classic tale of the Ugly Duckling. All right, Holly Springs Cultural Center. All events start at 7:30, unless noted. We have a few concerts left in the Summer at the Springs series. These events are Friday evenings from 7 to 9. July 26th, it is E.G. Peters. August 9th, Adam Lee Decker Trio, and August 23rd, the Whiskey Runners. Other upcoming events at the Holly Springs Cultural Center, Friday and Saturday, August 2nd and 3rd, Enchanted Sleeping Beauty. This version of Sleeping Beauty involves a fun score, a princess who isn't sure she wants a prince, a spider second in command to Evelina, the name says it all, or Evelina, and a sense of humor that kids and adults will both love. Join us for a comedy of brambles and errors and gender-swapping ridiculousness teeming with fairy tale references. Performances at 7:30 both evenings and a matinee Saturday at 2. Thursday through Saturday, September 12th through the 14th, on Golden Pond. It's presented by Stageworks Theater. Performances at 7:30 on Thursday and Friday, and 2 and 7:30 on Saturday. Friday, September 20th, Matt Dusk. Pack your suitcase and swing along with Matt as he performs the finest songs from a bygone era, taking you on an adventure like no other. Saturday, September 21st, it's Route 55 Jazz Orchestra presents Let's Fall in Love. And then Saturday, September 28th, Bing Bang Boom. This live show is a high energy for both parents and children. From calling the kids on stage for the SpongeBob chorus to the Parents versus Kids Hokey Pokey Challenge. The Food Truck Thursdays continue in Knightdale at Knightdale Station Park. Lunch is 11:30 to 1:30 and dinner is 6 to 8. A food truck event is scheduled for the following dates: August 15th, September 19th, and October 17th. Also, there will be live music during the dinner hours. All right, and Apex, we're outdoor concerts. All shows start at 7. And we've got four left for the season. Saturday, August 3rd, Molly Birch, Apex Natural Park Amphitheater. Saturday, August 13th, the National Reserve, Apex Nature Park Amphitheater. Friday, August 30th, Grayscale Whale at the APEC Historic Depot. And Friday, September 27th, Jared Stout Band, also at the APEC Historic Depot. All right, Raleigh Little Theater, we talked about the entire schedule last week. And they've got their new season, of course, the 2019-2020 season. Right now, through July 28th, it's Antigone. August 16th through September 1st, Raleigh Little Theater, A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. Sunday, September 15th, Raleigh Symphony Orchestra Fall Pops Concert. This is at Scotty Stevenson Amphitheater at 3 o'clock. Saturday, September 21st, Groove in the Garden 19, Raleigh's favorite celebration of homegrown music, returns for its fifth year in the Stevenson Amphitheater in Raleigh Rose Garden. This annual festival features a total of 8 live performances on 2 stages, local food and drinks, art vendors, a kids zone, and more. September 27th through October 13th, Blood at the Root. October 25th through November 3rd, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. And December 6th through December 22nd, Cinderella, musical comedy. Of course, it is a holiday sugar plum for the whole family. Raleigh Improv lineup. For the next few weeks, Raleigh Improv Comedy Club is located in Cary on Parkside Main Street. Friday and Saturday, July 26 and 27, it's Pauly Shore. Born into a life of comedy, Pauly is seared into the public consciousness for his attention-grabbing comedic talents and his meteoric rise to notoriety in the 1990s. With starring roles in popular film comedies, acting up as MTV's VJ, and performing his stand-up at national comedy clubs. Sunday, July 28th, Raleigh Improv, Mellow Mike. Friday and Saturday, August 2nd and 3rd, Eddie Griffin. Friday through Sunday, August 9th through the 11th, Andrew Dice Clay. Friday and Saturday, August 16 and 17, Cheryl Underwood from the CBS daytime talk show, The Talk. Friday through Sunday, August 23rd through the 25th, DeRay Davis from the hit movies Barbershop and 21 Jump Street. Friday through Sunday, August 30th through September 1st, Craig Robinson from Hot Tub Time Machine and The Office, and of course, all shows 18 plus. Good Nights Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. Upcoming dates, Friday through Sunday, July 26th through the 28th, D.L. Hughley. Hughley can light up a stage like no other, known for being politically savvy in true comedian style. Thursdays through Saturday, August 1st through the 3rd, Mark Maron. For over 30 years, Mark has been writing and performing comedy for print, stage, radio, online, and television. Friday and Saturday, August 2nd and 3rd, Chip Chantry. After years of teaching fourth grade in Philadelphia, Chip has graduated to become a television writer and nationally touring comedian. He has written for NBC's Crazy Talk and the syndicated series Whacked Out Sports. Thursday through Saturday, August 8th through the 10th, it's Chris Hardwick. Wednesday, August 14th, we have Allie Clayton and Calvin Evans. Allie is a Southern former pageant kid who grew up to be a gay cowboy boot-loving comedian and actor. Allie's been performing for over 10 years. Calvin is a stand-up actor, writer from Chicago. He was the winner of the WGN Chicago's Next Big Comic contest. Friday and Saturday, August 16 and 17, it is Guy Tory. Thursday through Saturday, August 22nd through the 24th, Tim Dillon. And Thursday through Sunday, August 29th through September 1st, Tony Rock. And again, all shows are 18+. Okay, early September, Art of Cool Festival. Jill Scott and Run DMC will headline the festival in September. Jill Scott and Ari Lennox will perform at Durham Bulls Athletic Park on September 27th, with Run DMC and Houdini set to perform September 28th. The annual festival, which is now in its sixth year, will be held September 27th through the 29th at various venues in downtown Durham. The main venue will be Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Additional venues include the Durham Armory, Motorco Music Hall, Carolina Theater, the Pinhook, and the Masonic Lodge. The Art of Cool Festival began in 2014 and has since grown to host upwards of 10,000 music fans each year. How about the Hopscotch Music Festival? That's set for September 5th through the 7th. Thursday, September 5th, Slater Kinney, Kurt Vile and the Violators, Snail Mail, and the Nude Party will perform on the main stage at Raleigh City Plaza. On Friday, September 6th, James Blake, Dirty Projectors, and Faye Webster will headline the Red Hat Amphitheater stage, while Jenny Lewis, Purple Mountains, and Tyler Ramsey will play the City Plaza stage. Churches, Fantagram, and Chick-Chick-Chick play the Red Hat Amphitheater stage on Saturday, September 7th, while Little Brother, Raphael Sadiq, Lute, and Indigo D'Souza, along with Icky Brickets, all play at City Plaza. This is its 10th year. It is the 10th year, rather, for the Hopscotch Music Festival. VIP and three-day passes are on sale to the general public through the Hopscotch website and eTix. Single show passes for all City Plaza and Red Hat shows, as well as one-day passes, go on sale this summer. All right, the IBMA, World of Bluegrass. Legendary bluegrass artists Del McCoury and Jim Lauderdale will host the IBMA Award Show held during the five-day September event. The IBMA World of Bluegrass takes place September 24th through the 28th. Features conferences, showcases, the awards show, and the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival, where seven stages of music around downtown Raleigh and free performances by premier bluegrass artists at Red Hat Theater. The award show is now in its 30th year. That'll be held September 26th at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Earlier this year, the Dale McCoury Band and Molly Tuttle were announced as the main stage artists for the September Festival. Other performers include Bluegrass Hall of Fame member Doyle Lawson and Balsam Range. Additions to the festival's 2019 lineup include I'm With Her, Sister Sadie, Frank Sullivan, and Dirty Kitchen, among others. Okay, let's take a look at some of the other festivals going on around the state of North Carolina. Through July 27th, it is the Eastern Music Festival, Greensboro and Points West. This festival is now in its 58th year. Through August 3rd, an Appalachian Summer Festival. This is in Boone. Performances include Palobolas, Patti LaBelle, Lily Tomlin, the Bunch Brothers, and the Temptations. Through August 17th, Brevard Summer Institute and Festival at the Brevard Music Center. Through July 28th, it's Folkmoot. Western North Carolina Folkmoot USA presents hundreds of folk musicians accompanying dance troupes representing about 10 countries from around the world. July 25th through the 28th, Nunn Brothers Bluegrass Festival. That's in Mount Airy. July 26th and 27th, Hillbilly Jam in Maggie Valley. July 26th and 27th as well, Ashe County Bluegrass and Old Time Fiddlers Convention. That is in Jefferson. And then, let me see here. August 1st through the 3rd, Mountain Dance and Folk Festival in Asheville. Also August 1st through the 3rd is the Pretty Fest Bluegrass Festival, and that takes place in Franklinton at Green Hill Road. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service, formerly known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.